AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. As the Pentagon prepares to fully withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan, it's sending 3,000 new troops to Kabul. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby says it's to help evacuate personnel from the U.S. embassy in the Afghan capital.
This is a temporary mission with a narrow focus.
The Taliban's gained control of much of Afghanistan, raising questions about what happened to some $800 billion spent by the U.S. to train and equip Afghan's military. With COVID cases on the rise, San Francisco Mayor London Breed says people will have to show proof of vaccination if they want to partake in indoor activities. Harris County, Texas is mandating people wear face masks in schools, even though that's outlawed by the governor. And parents in Oklahoma are suing their state over a ban against mask mandates for schools. President Biden today applauded those trying to keep their kids safe.
Local leaders who are standing up to the governor's politicizing mask protection for our kids.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has refused to block a plan by Indiana University that will require students and workers to be vaccinated against the virus. The number of Americans seeking jobless benefits dropped again for a third straight week. Here's our Sagar Magani.
Some 375,000 Americans filed for jobless aid, down 13,000 from the previous week. It's the latest sign of fewer layoffs as employers struggle to fill a record number of job openings amid a consumer surge.
Temperature records were broken today in Bellingham, Washington. The mercury hit 100 degrees. There are heat advisories from the Midwest to the Northeast and Mid-Atlantic. The tropical depression that was named Fred is expected to drench southern Florida this weekend. This is AP News. Britney Spears will no longer have her father serving as a conservator.
James Spears says in legal documents there are no grounds for his removal, but he does not believe engaging in a public battle with his daughter over being her conservator would be in her best interest. Britney Spears had said in court this summer that the conservatorship was abusive. James Spears had overseen his daughter's finances and personal affairs from 2008 to 2019 when he transitioned to only overseeing her finances and the court appointed another conservator for her personal life. Britney Spears' lawyer Matthew Rosengart says James Spears stepping down is vindication for Britney. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Washington State Supreme Court's issued a key decision helping to protect people living in their vehicles from having them towed. The justices found it was unconstitutionally excessive for the city to impound a homeless man's truck and then require him to reimburse for towing and storage. Jackie Quinn, AP News.